Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Dr. Michelle McMacken, who is the Executive Director of Nutrition and Lifestyle Medicine for New York City Health and Hospitals. Welcome. So good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So, our pleasure. So, tell us a little bit about yourself and the new role that you've taken on right now.
Sure. So, I am a primary care doctor who has been practicing for nearly 18 years at Bellevue Hospital, part of the New York City Health and Hospital System. And I am very passionate about using lifestyle, especially food, as a way to produce great health. So I've been incorporating this in my practice and helping my patients for a number of years now. And in 2019, I had the opportunity to launch an entire program to help patients make these changes using a team of experts. And based on that work and my passion for this topic, I was offered the role of Executive Director of Nutrition and Lifestyle Medicine for our hospital system, which, as you probably know, is the largest public healthcare system in the nation. So it's really a huge opportunity to bring this approach of achieving health to a huge number of people who are typically facing a high risk of chronic disease in many of the communities, and to our doctors and other providers to teach them about this approach.
Okay,
so I'm very excited.
We are excited here as well, because this is what, you know, a program like this is needed in our community. So how do you plan on executing your mission?
That's a great question. Our model right now is the program that we started at Bellevue. It's been a very successful program with many patients enrolled and a lot of interest from the community. And we could see that people were extremely excited and engaged in this work, and patients really wanted to have support to make these changes. And so we know that there's an interest there. And what we're doing is using this model where we have a whole team. So it's not just a doctor. It's also a dietitian. It's a health coach. And moving forward, we're also going to have a partnership with community health workers. We're going to have nurse practitioners. We're going to have behavioral health experts, a whole team to help support patients. And we're rolling it out to 6 new sites within health and hospitals, which will cover all 5 boroughs of New York City. So it's a lot on our plates, so to speak, but that's the plan. I'm just starting to implement the programs now and, you know, getting our staffing together and so forth and all the training.
And I know that you have the support of our mayor, Eric Adams.
Yes, he's been a huge advocate for using food as medicine and particularly a more plant-based approach. So focusing on healthy plant foods to help not just prevent disease, but actually treat and in some cases put certain conditions into remission. Like the way he put his own type 2 diabetes into remission with a plant-based diet and other lifestyle changes.
So, you know, our communities, the minority communities, we have the highest incidence of diabetes, high cholesterol, blood pressure, etc. And, you know, a lot of this is directly related to our eating habits, our culture. How do you plan to, you know, bring this program in, educate persons about this program while being culturally sensitive?
Yeah, that's really, really important, because I think that we're not here to change anyone's culture. We're here to work within patients, you know, our the communities and their cultural traditions. And that is something that's very, very doable. So, for example, when I practice this model, you know, with my primary care patients, it's never about me telling people what to eat or how to live their lives. It's about me asking more questions. but what is your home life like? What are the struggles? What are the barriers that you're facing? What are the foods that you grew up with? What are the foods that you enjoy? What makes sense for you? And then we carve out a plan based on that. I think it's really important, you know, not just to consider culture and family and individual support. You know, what is the patient going to have support from their family and friends? But it's also important to consider the social needs that people have. We have patients who may be experiencing food insecurity, who may be experiencing housing difficulties, who may be experiencing other issues that make it hard for them to make these lifestyle changes as much as they might want to. And so we're here in our programs, we're going to build in a structure to actually address those things too.
Okay, so any particular success story that you want to share with us?
Oh, sure. There's quite a few. You know, I think that one of my recent patients that I've been taking care of, who she came to us wanting to lose weight, and she has a history of high cholesterol and fatty liver. And fatty liver is something that often goes along with diabetes. It goes along with high cholesterol. It goes along with excess body weight. And she was carrying excess body weight, wanted to lose weight, wanted her liver to get healthier. She was also taking 3 blood pressure medications when I met her for high blood pressure and had high cholesterol. So we got her started on eating a more plant-based diet. So really focusing on the simple, healthy plant food. So obviously fruits and vegetables of all kinds, you know, huge sort of diversity of colors, a rainbow of colors of fruits and vegetables that she already liked. And then we also asked her to start consuming more beans, lentils, chickpeas. These are some of the healthiest foods we can eat. And fortunately, also some of the least expensive, switching out to more whole grains. So foods like oatmeal or brown rice instead of their more processed counterparts like white rice or, you know, foods that are made with white flour, more nuts and seeds, more root vegetables like sweet potatoes. And so she started making that transition. She started doing a little bit more physical activity. She started working on stress reduction. We talked to her about, you know, breathing exercises, other ways of coping with stress. And worked on her sleep, because sleep is also extremely important. We have so many patients who come in and are only sleeping 4-5 hours a night. And we know that when people don't sleep enough, that tends to make them hungrier during the day. It increases their risk of gaining weight. It increases their risk of diabetes, of high blood pressure, of heart disease. So we worked with her on sleep. And long story short, over the past 4 months, she has lost now 51 pounds. She has dropped her cholesterol about 50 points, which is enormous. And she's off 2 of her blood pressure medicines and on a lower dose of the 3rd. So, and she's just 4 months into this journey. We don't set a time frame for anyone. It's really go at your own pace, but she had a remarkably positive result pretty early on. So it's so rewarding. I can't even tell you.
I can imagine. So it really is about lifestyle, a lifestyle change and making decisions.
Exactly. And we know that lifestyle is at the root of all of the most common conditions that we see all the time. We've talked about type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fat in the liver, heart disease. It's the lifestyle habits that are really at the root of these conditions. And there are so many reasons why it's hard for all of us to change our lifestyle. It's not any individual person's fault. It's just that people need support. And of course, we need to work at a more, you know, at a broader level to change, to increase access to healthy foods for communities that don't have access, to work on making, you know, places to exercise more accessible and all of these structural things. And of course, the upstream factors, you know, that affect structural racism and other things that make it, there's certain communities that just don't have the same advantages as others. And so all of this is part of a system. But what we do see is when people are able to make these lifestyle changes, they can get so much healthier.
So Dr. McMahon, we want to thank you so much for sharing this information. We are going to be having a seminar with you, Unleash Your Superpower, and I can't wait. I look forward to that, where we can go into more detail and you can help persons to make the right decision for their health, for their families.
Sounds great. Sounds great. And if you would permit, I would love to share information about our program website and our phone number if anyone hears this and would like to join and become a patient. So the program website it's the Plant-Based Lifestyle Medicine Program at Bellevue. And the website, the short version is B like boy, I, T like Tom, .ly / P like Paul, B like butter, L, M like Mary, P like Paul. And the phone number to call to be screened for an appointment is 347-507-3695.
And is there a cost to that program?
So we take, health and hospitals take a wide range of insurances. And of course, because we are a public hospital system, we of course accept anyone without, regardless of their ability to pay. And there will be, services that will be fee scaled according to individuals' ability to pay and their income. To join our program, you need to qualify in terms of your health conditions. So we're serving individuals who have certain health conditions like the ones that I mentioned. But when you call that number, you'll be screened to see if you qualify for the program. And many people do. So I encourage folks to go ahead and call. We'd love to help take care of you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.